This is Twit.
Leo, the last couple of weeks there's been a lot of news coverage about 3D printed guns, people using 3D printers to manufacture guns. The court case, forgive the pun, is moot. The plans are out there, and I was wondering your thoughts and if you see a technological solution.
It's an interesting question. So it started with this guy, Cody Wilson, who is a libertarian and a gun rights advocate and has a website called Defense Distributed. He created 3D plans for a 3D plastic gun. And, of course, immediately got in trouble with the courts. He has won his court case, by the way. So it's over. But it isn't the terrible thing that you might assume it is. Like, oh, bad guys or good guys or anybody's just going to run out, get a $200 3D printer and start making a usable gun. No. So a couple of issues. That plastic gun, in order to be legal, had to have one metal part. So he had, I think he had a metal trigger in it. So it would be still to be detected. It is, I guess the most important point is this is an example of when something happens from technology, people kind of freak out. It has never been illegal to make your own gun. You could have always been able to do that. It's not illegal unless, of course, you're not allowed to have a gun for a variety of reasons, or you're making one of the restricted firearms, like a sawed off shotgun or something like that. But you've always been able to make a gun. The real issue is to do this, you can buy a gun for a few hundred bucks. To do this, you need a very expensive CNC milling machine, thousands of dollars. So if you really wanted a gun, the cheapest thing to do would be to go buy one. This is more, in my opinion, this is hobbyists. This is not criminals. You can even just steal a better gun, which is, in fact, what happens with most, most of the time guns used in crimes are stolen anyway, or black market purchases. So this is probably a moot point, to use your word, only because it isn't going to change the fundamental issues of gun ownership. And wherever you stand on that, if you really want to restrict guns, and I think there's a lot, I'm on the side of, making gun owners be as responsible, it's as hard to own a gun as it is to get a driver's license. I don't think that's a bad thing. That's my personal political opinion. I know that lots of people think otherwise. But no matter where you stand on this isn't going to really change that. This is not going to create a wave of people printing guns in their basement. Because it's more for hobbyists. And by the way, one of the reasons that these, really scary guns like the AR-15 are popular is because they essentially are build-it-yourself guns. You get parts and pieces. In fact, the ATF is really challenged by these because what part is the gun? What part isn't? You can buy, bump stocks aren't, that's not the gun. You can buy those. That may change sometime. It's a very complicated question. The 3D printing is not going to change that much at all.
As always, your answers are detailed and rational. Have a safe and fun vacation, Leo. We'll miss you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the question. It's a great question, Lewis, because, of course, as with any, and this is, as a technology fan, as an enthusiast, as a, dare I say, a technologist myself, it bothers me because you'll see the press, the media pick up these stories, and the only thing that makes this scary is the technology angle. It's not really any different than the situation we're already in. You're not going to see mass production of 3D guns. You can, by the way, if you want, you can go now to Cody's site and download the site. I'll tell you, is Defense Distributed, defdist.org, and you can download a blueprint for printing a gun. Good luck making it. And by the way, good luck if you want to fire it because it's made out of plastic. And you better do this. You better know what you're doing because this thing, I wouldn't in a million years try to fire this gun. They call it the Liberator. It's an entirely plastic 3D printed gun. I don't know exactly what kind of 3D printer you'd need, but I'm thinking it's not PLA. I'm thinking you need something a little tougher. to make this. And you still need this is, by the way, why it's not against the law. You do need a metal piece. So I guess it's the magazine. And the magazine size on this, by the way, one bullet. So it's not exactly. By the way, the firing it is not even very easy. It's more a curiosity. I think not as much of an issue if you're worried about guns as the absolute truth that it's easy to buy a gun at a gun show. It's easy to steal a gun. The criminals who want guns can get guns. They're not going to 3D print them. It's really the 3D printing of guns is more a curiosity, maybe for hobbyists, things like that. The ghost gunner, which is something Cody has on his website, is a CNC mill. It's a mill that carves objects out of wood or metal blocks. It is very expensive. I think it's $3,500, something like that. It's more curiosity. It's a hobbyist thing. You need not worry about 3D printing guns any more than you worry about 3D printed automobiles. Okay. I think those would be more dangerous, to be honest with you. There's a greater risk to the public health if somebody 3D prints an automobile. Fortunately, I don't think anybody's doing that yet. 8888 Ask Leo. This is where politics and tech converge, and it's always an unholy alliance, and I kind of don't like to, bring politics into the show, but I think it's important, if you're a technologist, it's important to talk rationally about the technology issues. I'm not defending necessarily the technology, but I am saying it's not going to be an issue, public safety issue at all.